Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. All the things you can do there are legion. We got thousands of articles and archives and Brain Trust members and answers to your questions at AskJim.biz. The knowledge base is there. The newsletter, you can subscribe to that. My blog is there. Also, a poll question right on the homepage, which we ask. We have a different one every week. And when you click on your answer to the question, it will immediately show you what the results are to date. So far, however, you and everyone else has voted, and you get to see where you stack against everybody else. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. David Dossie is our guest. David is an attorney. He's an intellectual property attorney, and that's invention-protection.com. Is that right? And that's Gallagher and Dossie, the law firm there in Columbus, Ohio. Dave is talking to us about how to find and work with a business attorney. David, one thing we need to point out is that you're an intellectual property attorney. There are attorneys that are general practice attorneys. There are bankruptcy attorneys. There are personal injury attorneys, defense lawyers, et cetera, et cetera. They're specialists in this field. I have known a lot of small business attorneys, but they're not nearly enough of them. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Attorneys who specialize in the issues of a small business.
Right. And that's if you are, I think the subject of how to find the appropriate attorney for you might be too much to encompass in today's show, but that is definitely something that you need to keep in mind. If you're starting a new business, referrals are always the best way to go, but you need to ask for referrals directed to business formation or small business attorneys.
Right.
And before you hire someone, ask them those questions. How many new businesses have you helped form in the past mm-hmm. year or the past 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be able to get a feel for the people that really do specialize in that versus just someone that says they're a business attorney and might be doing SEC filings,
right,
which have nothing to do with what you really need help with.
Well, or if they spend most of their time doing divorces and defending clients in civil cases, then just because they know how to incorporate your business doesn't mean that they're going to be good contract lawyers.
Right. I tell you, and some of the best small business attorneys I've ever come across happen to have also been CPAs.
Right.
So that seems to be a good mix for the mindset of being able to help a small business. And those are the people. They might not be able to do everything you need
right.
to do, but they know who to point you to get other things taken care of.
Well, one thing I just like to encourage people to do is search for the right attorney the way you'd search for the right automobile or the right piece of property for your business. Don't just take the first one that comes along unless you just stumble upon the perfect one, which you won't know until you look around.
Right. And I often think of it as, like, before you go out and buy a new stove or a refrigerator, most people look at some sort of consumer reports or
right.
reviews, but when contacting an attorney, or even if you already have an attorney, before picking up that phone and calling them, one of my tips was do some research on
mm-hmm.
the issue before you just pick up the phone and call someone and expect an easy answer.
But I still say, and I know you agree with me, David, that one of your jobs as a CEO of your business in the early stages of your business is to find an attorney that can be available to you. And also give them some work, budget some work for them. Because David, if you're the best option for me in my area, And I've met you, but I haven't given you any work, and I come to you with a problem, you might say, you know what, I've got a conflict. I've already doing business with people on the other side.
Sure.
And that's something attorneys do. They don't violate conflicts, do they?
Oh, no, yeah. There's no point in risking losing your law license
right.
or your ability to practice.
So some people hire an attorney just to, so that they can lock them in, so to speak. But seriously, just because somebody knows how to incorporate you doesn't mean that they are going to be really good at helping you with a contract. What about, you know, negotiate? Another thing that you talk, another tip that you talk about, David, is using an attorney to help you negotiate. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that people often think of negotiation differently than maybe attorneys would think of negotiation, because business owners will often agree on key bullet points. I'm going to lease this new pizza oven for 5 years at this term, you know, at this rate, and monthly payments,
right,
this much due, and I have the option to buy it at the end of the lease for this much. Well, that is, yes, that is the negotiation part, but also when you have to put that in writing, there is going to be a back and forth portion,
right,
of getting the final sales or lease agreement worked out. It could also be considered negotiation.
Mm-hmm.
But that early stage negotiation, I don't think that necessarily attorney should be the one doing the negotiation, but I think you need to be consulting them, because you very well, you could agree on five key points,
right,
but the one that exposes you to the most risk, if it's never come up when you guys have hammered out kind,
right,
of what we call a memorandum of understanding, if that key point has never come up until you're drafting the final agreement, well, you guys aren't going to agree on it.
Right.
And
it's going, the whole thing's going to collapse, maybe.
Right.
And, yeah, now I agree, and I'm glad to hear you say what you just did, because I agree with you. I think the principals, the business people should be handling the negotiation, but the attorney should be supporting the negotiation by helping you not step on landmines, by helping you anticipate things that are going to come up eventually, so you might as well know about them now. You might not know about them because you're not a lawyer. We come back, I'm going to get David to talk to us about fees. How do we structure fees with an attorney? And how can we budget for something like that? It's 10 Till. Right back with David Dossie. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.